This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Tune In with Erica, and it's a pleasure to have your company today. Hey, hey, hello. How lovely to have your company. Last day of June, 30th of June. And I always remember that because my mother used to teach me that rhyme. I'm sure your mother taught it to you too. 30 days hath September, April, June and November. All the rest have 31, saving February alone. That's how I always used to remember it. So good morning to you on the 30th of June, whatever time of day you are, whether you're listening to me live or whether you have joined me on the on-demand system. A pleasure to have your company. I've put my banner up in the Facebook chat room. You can go in there and have a look. If you're a Facebook person already, very simple, just put in 1-2 Radio. It'll pull up the group. You can come on in. If not, go to the website 1-2radio.com and you will find an option amongst the menus on the left-hand side to have a chat. That's where you'll also find the on-demand. So if you want to catch the show later to hear something again, or you have to go in the middle of it and you want to hear the full show, I will do my best to get it recorded and get it up there on demand. I have checked my recording. It seems to be happening today. Let's hear it for me, technology. So hello to you. I can see people barreling into the Facebook chat room. I will go in there and say hello to you today. I have to do some shout outs as well to people who I don't think can get in the chat room, but I will say hello anyway. I say good morning to Erin, because I know that you like to catch the show, but you can't always get in the Facebook chat room. Good morning also to Sarah Jane, who I think catches the show on demand quite often, who lives just up the road from me here in Cornwall. I know I can see in the room my other Cornwall buddy, Jennifer Hart, who lives not far from me. And I have to say hello to Crystal and Jackie, who were both new to 1-2 Radio last week. And I think Crystal is going to show up in the chat room later on. So give her a hug if you see Crystal turn up. She's a fellow Brit. She lives just down the road from me in Cornwall. And she particularly wanted me to say hello to her friend Raska, who is 65 today. So wishing you a very, very joyous Earth Day and a wonderful Earth year and another year spinning round the sun, Raska. I hope it's a good one for you. So that's setting up the show. I did a card for today from my deck. It's the Two of Fire. I have to say that is appropriate because it's very hot over here in the UK for us. I mean, we're Brits. We don't do hot. Flaming June doesn't happen here in the UK. We're not used to it. We're all melting. It's not too bad down here where I live in Cornwall, right on the coast. We have a sea breeze. But I know in a lot of the rest of the country, they are absolutely melting. I believe it's about 39 degrees in the southeast, which is about 102 Fahrenheit, which in the States you're used to. I mean, I used to visit Florida a lot, and that's your kind of early in the morning temperature. You're not bothered. But we're not good at it. We don't have the infrastructure. We all go around complaining and drinking cups of tea and water and our roads melt. So I'm sure there's a lot of that's going on. Let's be cool together on the radio. That's what I put in the Facebook chat room. In fact, it's so hot and sticky. When I was trying to pull the card out, the Two of Fire, my tarot deck is so hot and bothered, all the cards are sticking together, which I find quite amusing. I'll find another way to draw the cards if they really keep sticking. Anyway, Two of Fire was my card for the day. Very, very optimistic card. I know from the astrology yesterday, there were seven planets doing something quite extraordinary. I'm not going to try and explain what, because I know that Mark Husson will do that in his show, Mark Husson Astrology Hour, which follows this show at the top of the hour. All I know is today the moon is in Virgo. So if you're feeling like you've cleaned out every closet and you're organising stuff, that'll be why. There's a wonderful write-up by my friend C.A. Brooks, my colleague here on 1-2 Radio, a wonderful astrologer. She always writes up the week on the Power Peak, which you can get sent free. You just have to sign up for it. Take a look on the front page of 1-2 Listen. You can sign up for the Power Peak. It is just so useful to help make sense of your week if you're not an astrologer. And also I have other colleagues who write in there. There's Heart Matters and Empowerment and Out of Mo's Mind. I always like Out of Mo's Mind. I love Mo's take on life. And in fact, this week he's talking about an incident that happened to him at school that was very discriminatory, and it was sheer bullying, frankly, because he was said not to be American. He was said to be English. We love you, Mo. You can come over here. I know you're now American, but anyway, always very, very insightful take on life. So you get to read that and Empowerment, Kelly Whetstone and Heart Matters, and you meet the team and you can take a look at all the astrology. So I give them all a shout out as well. Fabulous astrologers on One Two Listen. They have so helped me over the years make sense of life. So moving forward, we have this Two of Fire, which is about partnerships or new contracts. So if this week you've been trying to get something signed, the energy should leap forward. It's very much about partnering. Sometimes it can mean a division of partnering, that you walk away from something, but more often it means getting together with someone, a like-minded person. So that was my card for the week. I asked for a topic for the week and I had nothing till about an hour ago, as ever. And then I realized that they had given me a very, very strong topic this weekend, because I've been away this past weekend in another city doing a course in how to play the handpan. I do have a handpan, but I really didn't know what I was doing. And I'm very aware playing the handpan, especially if you're not in your first flush of youth, which I'm not, that you could really damage your wrists and get repetitive injury, strain injury, if you're not knowing what you're doing. So I went on this course, met the most delightful people, made new friends. But then I was given this morning the topic learning, because I do a meditation, a very short one, a guided one every morning. It's only 8 minutes. It's on Insight Timer. If you go and look, I'm sure it'll pop up. But the end of it is that use this every day to live, love and learn. And that is the last statement I get every morning in this meditation. And it's a wonderfully grounding thought, because every day is a new day in Earth School, another chance to learn. And sometimes we think, well, you know, I'm the age I am I done learning? And the answer is, I hope not. Because every day is an opportunity. Even if your day is repetitive, it looks like the day before, you still have an opportunity to react to it differently. So every single day in every moment, we've got an opportunity to learn. And that's the perspective I was given this morning. And the other thing I'm very aware of that was reinforced this weekend as I tried to learn the handpan, I'm also learning Italian. And I've played the flute for years, but I'm having lessons to improve my technique. And all three of those say the same thing, which should sound blindingly obvious, but when it's with our lives, it's not, is that a little effort every day, even if it's 10 minutes every day spent practicing whatever skill it is that you're learning, is far, far better. Consistent small efforts produce far better results than a huge dollop of trying to practice in a panic at the end of the week. And that is absolutely true of everything in life. What we don't particularly want to attract is what a friend of mine calls an AFGO, A-F-G-O, which is an effing great growth experience. You really don't want to attract that. It is much better to learn consistently in little steps so we don't hopefully get presented with an AFGO. Also, I'm very aware from Merlin, who I work with as an ascended master, and of course he's connected to Cornwall, which is where I live, that he's always advised that learning is a wonderful antidote to melancholy or sadness. And I had to think about that this morning. I think it's partially because it gives us hope. It also requires mental effort to learn something. So it's applying your left brain to something that you're doing, so it can't spend its life spinning thoughts and getting into a state of worry. And it's also very important to be kind to yourself when you're learning something. You wouldn't berate a child for not getting a lesson the first time, or at least I hope you wouldn't. I know from reading Mo's piece in the Power Peak that perhaps teaching in days gone by was not as kind, and I can certainly put my hand up and I know that one. I was speaking to a whole group of friends last weekend and we were all saying, do you remember getting the blackboard rubber thrown at you in class? Absolutely, we all did. They wouldn't be allowed to do it now, but most certainly in the past they did. So it's a matter of timing. It's a matter of being kind to yourself. It's a matter of consistent effort. But also I've made it non-negotiable. I've managed to do it with my Italian. I've done 500 days without missing a day, and I need to do it with my music practice. Make your 10 minutes non-negotiable. After all, can you not find 10 minutes in a day to do something that is so important to you? You're worth it. So that's what I was given to talk about today. I'm looking at the time and I need to get on and do some readings. So I know that Erin, I'm going to go back and do those ones I mentioned. I'll do a card for Erin. I'm just fanning my cards, as you can hear, because they're so hot and bothered they're sticking together. So could I have a card, please, for Erin? Okay. I like this card, Erin. You're going to like this. King of Water. Always connected to Cancerian energy, and we are in the sun sign of Cancer. It's about being living in a very open-hearted way and believing that the world is full of, all tarot cards have multiple meanings, but this one is believing that the world has kind, trustworthy, compassionate people in it who are helpful. And I know you've been through some difficulties, Erin, so perhaps holding on to that might be helpful. I know that Crystal would like a reading, so let me just quickly do a reading for Crystal. And I'll have a look to see if you've made it into the chat room in a minute, Crystal. Major Arcana card. So these are usually our major steps rather than just the details. It's number 16. On my deck, it's called Life Experience. In many other tarot decks, it's called The Tower. It comes with Archangel Shamuel, who means it's sight of God, or he helps us see clearly when we haven't, or helps us find something we've lost. I've used him lots for that. So if you've lost something, call on Shamuel, Shamuel. It usually means significant things are happening in our life, which we may or may not have control over. If you haven't got control over it, then just get out of the way, because there's nothing you can do about it. If you have got control and you feel you can do help someone be better, then do it. But usually it means we haven't got control. And instead of reacting with a knee-jerk reaction, just look upon it as kindly as you can. Learn from it, because today's lesson they were giving me was learning. And let it go. So I hope that makes sense to you, Crystal. I'm going to do one for Jackie in case you are listening, because you may well be, along with Crystal, because I know you were both supposed to go to the same event today and presumably have not. So a card for Jackie, please. There we go. That flew out. You've got another Major Arcana card, Jackie. This is number 13. It comes with Azrael. It's about releasing things. In standard tarot, this is the death card, and it's not called that in my deck because that frightens the life out of people, and I can guarantee if you throw that one down in front of them, they will not hear another thing that you've said for the rest of the reading. And it doesn't mean death. It means release something. It means a transformation, a transmutation of something, or the end of a phase that you've been hoping would end and that a difficult situation is ending and it's time to move on. So I give you that card, Jackie. A card for Raska. Because it's your birthday today. So happy birthday from all of 1-2 Radio. And there's your card, comes out. A lovely air card. In my deck, this is covered in unicorns. In standard tarot, it's swords. It's our thoughts. It's our mental process. And the four of air is always about taking time out to rest, to be peaceful, being able to take our armor off that we put on to deal with daily life. And just going, oh, I'm taking time out. I'm going to rest. So I hope that that will be a birthday present for you and you get some peace. Right. One more card in case Sarah Jane is listening to the replay. You haven't asked for a card, but I'm guessing that you would like one. So let's just do a card for Sarah Jane. Interesting, I've got change for you. So in a way, this is a card that doesn't belong in this deck and occasionally pops up when people have changes going on in their life and or need a new direction or something like that. And it kind of has the same energy as the tower, but perhaps not as severe. So if you've got changes going on, then just look at them and let them waft past and roll. Go with the flow, roll with it, is what I would say when I see that card. Okay, so I'm now looking in the Facebook chat room, getting the comments the right way up. Let's see who's in there. I've got Shirin, just Shirin. I can see Jennifer Hart in there. Good morning to Renee and Tara and Patricia and Laura and Maureen. Let's see your comments. So good morning to Maureen Whitevana. Libra sister, you would like a cut. Oh, well, you're into the Virgo moon, your clutter clearing and clothing and all of that. And you've done really well because you said three different dress sizes after 2 years of getting healthy. Wow, congratulations, well done. You would like a card as we step into July. So there we go, a card for Maureen. I have new beginnings for you, which is what you're hoping for, but with two fire cards. So I think changes might click in quite quickly. I have an eight of fire to begin with that tells me sometimes it will feel like things are completely up in the air, and you think, which way is life going to land? Do not panic. Just because many things are happening at once, it's because delays are over and suddenly the universe is giving you lots of things to attract your attention. But that's fine. Keep breathing. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. Good morning to Patricia Rich. Good morning to Jennifer Hart down the road, who's saying it's only 23 degrees here in Cornwall, which is about 74 degrees Fahrenheit. Looking forward to listening to the show. Thank you, my darling. Good morning to Jean McIntosh, who's got a pot of Earl Grey brewing. How nice. Mine goes without sugar, please. So you've got the laundry going on. I have that too. Words of wisdom from your guides. Next agenda is getting the bills ready. You and me and the rest of the world. So Jean, what card can I get for Jean, please, from my angels? What card will be helpful for Jean with her Earl Grey and her laundry and getting the bills ready? I have a two of air, which, when you're asking about bills, this card, as in all tarot, has two meanings. One is that things are blocked, but the other one is that sometimes, especially when there are bills, oh boy, do I know this one, that we kind of slightly avoid looking at reality or looking at the truth. We kind of brush stuff under the carpet. And particularly with bills, it's much better to take a good realistic view of them and think, okay, what do I need to do to sort this out? And once you hold that energy, the universe starts to line things up for you so that you can sort things out. Even if it takes a while, you've set the intention. So I would say that that's probably spinning around, Eugene. I hope that's helpful. Good morning to Tara Elizabeth. Good morning to Renee. Jennifer Hart's making tea as well. So we've all got tea. I've got tea. Good morning to Nadine as well. Good morning to Shirin. Nadine would like a card if there were time. I can see Crystal's just come in the room. How lovely to see you. Give her a hug if you're in the Facebook chat room. Crystal Green has just come in. First time with 1-2 Radio in the chat room. And I always said, what a lovely bunch of people you are. So you can give her a hug. Nadine, always appreciate a card if there is time. Okay, a card for Nadine, please. What have we got? My cards are, I say, they're so hot and bothered, they're sticking. I'm just clearing them for you, Nadine. So tuning into your energy now. I've cleared my cards out. And what do we get that you should know best? There we go. Again, I've got an air card. Lots of unicorns. It's swords in standard tarot. This says, be careful where you point your thoughts. The nine of air can mean expecting the worst, or, you know, self-fulfilling prophecies, or that your thoughts are spinning and giving you sleepless nights. And I know the energy of this card is always don't worry. Easier said than done, I know, when you're facing difficult challenges. But in fact, worry never solved anything apart from give you sleepless nights. So if your thoughts are spinning you, take a deep breath and accept that either the situation is something you can do something about, in which case, especially with swords, which is our thoughts, do it. And if you can't do anything about it, step back and let it go. So that's a card for you, Nadine. Good Maureen says thank you. Joni, good morning. Tea also. We're having afternoon tea. It's like being in a Brit's tea room. This, God bless you all. Everybody's having tea. So Joni, you'd like a card as well, please. Let's do you a card, Joni. Whoa, there we go. You've also got a change card. And I think this is a no-brainer because we've all got so much change going on. I mean, the world seems to be spinning and changing at the most phenomenal rate. And again, this change card is the one that doesn't belong in this deck that I had earlier for Sarah Jane. It means that even though changes are there, they are divinely directed. They're almost given to you as an earth lesson, which is what I started talking about in the beginning. So if you've got change going on and you're wondering what to do with it, and maybe it feels a little challenging because you feel a little lost, just sit down for a moment and ask, what does this teach me? What do I need to know? Am I reacting differently to this that I would have done another time? Or can I react differently? Can I find a different perspective? Nadine says, thank you. You are very welcome. Crystal, hello. Found the chat, but lost you on air now. If you reboot, I'll just put a reply in there. Just putting reboot and I will come back. I hope. There we go. So where am I on the show? My goodness, I am almost out of time. I'm just going to give this Facebook chat room a refresh to make sure that I haven't missed out anybody, and everybody who wanted a card has had a reading. Bear with me while I do the Facebook dance and turn the comments the right way up, which is the only way that I can tell that I've spoken to everyone. I'm just going to look if there's somebody. Good morning to Anne. I missed you. You've just indicating that you are in the room. Anne Deslauriers. That's how I'd say the French. I don't know if you say it that way. I think I've said hello to everybody else on that list. I'm just going to take a look at all the comments going down. Jennifer, Nadine, Shirin, just Shirin, Joni, Crystal, Nadine. Yeah, I think I have just about managed to do it all and do you a reading. I'm hoping to get over onto One to Listen after this show, because I've been away for the weekend and I feel like I've been neglecting you. If you wanted to look for me for a one-on-one reading on One to Listen, I will be going over there. We're bound to be on sale on Wednesday and on Friday. Mark will let you know what else we have in store. I'm also very, very much looking forward to knowing what is going on astrologically, and I know that Mark will be on the case and always so informative. It helps me make sense of my week. So the Mark Husson Astrology Show is coming up. Right after that, it's Kat with the Intuition Hour as well. And I shout out as well to the producer of all things Serena, who keeps us on air and keeps us on award and has done so much to help me with the technology that actually gets me on air. Serena has her show later this morning as well. So that's about it. My cup of tea is slowly going cold at the side of me and I feel a frog coming up in my throat. So I'm going to wrap up the show. Thank you so much for your company this morning. Always a pleasure to get together with you. I'll see you over on One to Listen if you want a one-on-one reading. If not, I'll catch you at the same time next week here on One to Radio. Until then, lots of love, take care, and bye-bye for now.